In the lobby of the Spencer Museum of Art on the KU campus in Lawrence are two kiosk-like pieces of a new installation by Marguerite Perret and Bruce Schirding. Both stations solicit visitors' thoughts and opinions on healthcare. At one, guests vote for their favorite superhuman health agent, fictitious, mythologically based characters imbued with healing powers, by dropping a blue cotton ball in a glass cylinder. At the other is a computer where Schirding and Perret are asking for visitors' responses to what the artists call the Super Healthcare Questionnaire.
This is actually an online questionnaire. Anybody can access it from anywhere. We extracted parts of the data, mainly the short answers that people filled in. And then through collaboration with James Stone, a partner of ours, we worked up a data visualization that's actually being projected upstairs. So the data, the answers that people give, get processed and brought into this visualization so you can actually see phrases and comments that people have put into the questionnaire.
So this, again, is a way for people to become part of the conversation in a very real way. We feel that there's a lot of discussion at people about healthcare, but people aren't being asked what they really want out of healthcare.
The exhibit is called the Drop-In Pop-Up Waiting Room Project, part of a larger series of installations the artists have been working on and adding to for several years. The piece commissioned by the Spencer tackles healthcare for veterans. Past subjects have included eating disorders, breast cancer, and dementia, among others. Perret is asked if there's any singular reason for their intense focus on healthcare.
We all have a relationship with this topic, and we all are patients. We all have family that have health crises. All of the artists who are participating in the project all have personal relationships with people who have dealt with these issues. And so that is why we started it. And we continue it because we realize how important it is.
The installation continues on the fourth floor with a tableau featuring a range of media from video to sculpture to sound. There are chairs both grounded and aloft, slip-covered in a pattern animated with parachutes. And there are headphones where visitors can hear previously recorded narratives about healthcare from three different veterans.
The military's chosen way of generally addressing any type of muscular or skeletal issue, such as back pain, neck pain, anything like that, is just to prescribe pain medication, which never addresses the root issue, especially when one considers the fact that the bulk of the job is manual labor and carrying a good deal of weight. And as a smaller female, I'm very physically fit, but carrying half of my body weight.
The installation will eventually travel to different locations and interact with people in a variety of ways. Perret maintains that it's the personal dialogue with current and future audiences that drives the project.
Every single tableau has an interactive element or more than one. And the way that people are able to find expression and share their own experiences and get support for those experiences, that's very uplifting.
The artists said that the researchers they worked with from KU and KU Med Center were enthusiastic collaborators on the project. Steve Walker, KCUR News.